David Dye on the World Cafe. We're going to do something kind of unusual now through the magic that is radio. We're hooked up with Happy Rhodes, who is in her home area studio near Albany, New York, and we've arranged to have a performance of some of the works from her latest album, War Paint. Hi, Happy. How are you?
Hi, just fine.
Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Happy Rhodes, we here in Philadelphia have been playing a lot of things from her latest album, War Paint, that have gotten just enormous response from listeners. And this is, your record is on a tiny label, which is sort of just yours and Kevin Bartlett's, who's your producer?
Correct. We're co-producers, and the label's actually Kevin's. I have nothing to do with it. He started it quite a while ago to release his own music on. And he stumbled upon me and my music and suggested that I try going the same route.
I mean, you've been recording for a while. The War Paint is certainly not your first record.
Correct. I've got four releases prior to War Paint.
Well, we're sort of talking about this music that perhaps some of the people who are listening to the World Cafe haven't had a chance to hear yet. I'd love it if you'd be able to do a version of some of the songs from War Paint. Feed the Fire is one that really has captured the imagination of people here in Philadelphia and the ears of them. Is there a story behind that song?
Behind the Feed the Fire? Actually, I think it was just a desire to give back to all the artists in the world what they had given me throughout the years. I had grown up listening to artists like Queen, Kate Bush, Peter Gabriel, Yes, Sting, all these people, and they affected me very deeply and inspired me greatly, and I wanted to, in some small way, give something back and let everyone know that all artists are not on their own. They're all inspired by somebody who came before them, and to remember them, basically.
That's a great explanation of the song, because when you mention those other artists, there's something of their feel and sound in the song that really comes through. Well, how are you going to be performing today?
Today we've got a trio, myself on acoustic guitar and vocals. Kevin Bartlett will be on keyboards. And we have Ray Jung playing bass. And also on one song that you're going to hear today, we're going to have Mitch Elrod guest vocalizing.
Okay, well, why don't we do Feed the Fire first?
Great.
Happy Rhodes, live from her home studio here in the World Cafe, with a version of Feed the Fire, or Back to the Trees, as people here in Philadelphia are referring to it. Great song. Now, I understand that you're set up and prepared to do another tune from the current record?
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing Words Weren't Made for Cowards.
Do you want to say a little something about this one?
Well, this song's really funny. A lot of people that I know personally have contacted me and said, "Is this song about me? I know it's about me." And it really wasn't intended for any specific person in my life. But I think we all have to deal with people who live their lives with a facade, who don't really say what they mean. Everybody's basically, in a lot of situations, afraid to say what they mean. And so I find that we all miscommunicate on some grand level. It never really gets broken down to the basic facts. And it's something that annoys me a lot. It's something that I feel alienates me from a lot of people, is the fact that they can't be honest in all situations. And I feel like I'm the type of person that really kind of needs that. So that's basically what that song is about.
Great. Well, let's hear it. Happy Rhodes is our guest today on the World Cafe through the magic of radio. She's in her studio up near Albany, New York, and where she's, I guess you've been rehearsing this band or getting people together to play out live.
Yeah, actually the only rehearsal that's taken place has been with our bassist, Ray Jung. Full rehearsal won't start, obviously, until we've completed the band, and that just hasn't happened yet. We're close, but not there.
Now, I have never heard anything from your earlier records. They were much more acoustic sounding than your current release?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Right now I'm probably categorized mostly as alternative listening, whereas
right.
The past four tapes would probably be categorized as folk because of the orchestration.
Isn't that strange, huh?
I've always found that to be strange.
How the orchestration sort of says what you do. That's interesting. Do you want to? Have you been working any of the older material into the new context now?
Absolutely. I've got a large group of. I've got this network of fans who are very, very familiar with the past four releases, and I think they'd be missing a lot if I didn't include that into a live show. So we're choosing. I'm picking about five or six songs from old. From each old release and working them up in new versions.
Have the songs changed a lot for you?
Well, certainly the meanings have changed for me because I've grown a lot since then. I think that happens to everyone. Sonically, they will be changing quite a lot because having a full band behind me is going to allow me to actualize them much closer to what I originally wanted. See, that's the problem with the past four releases. The music is there, the content is there, and I'm proud of that. But in terms of the way it was executed, it never met up to my standards because it was only me. I didn't have anybody helping me out at the time. So now that I've got a band behind me, it's much more to my liking. It's much more gratifying to me to perform that music.
Well, you were talking about doing a song called Giving In, which is, how was that originally done? Just you and guitar?
Right, just me and guitar with vocal overdubs. And it's actually Given, G-I-V-E-N. Okay.
Gotcha. All right, okay. Well, let's hear it. Happy Rhodes and band in a special performance here for the World Cafe. We definitely would not have been able to get the kind of sound that you've gotten today here in our threadbare studios at the World Cafe, but we really appreciate you hooking this up and being able to do this live today.
Oh, it was a great pleasure, believe me.
Well, great. Look for Happy's records, which are on Oral Gratification Records. Great name. And War Paint is now available on CD, and the other tapes are all still available now, too?
Sure they are, yep.
Great. So look for them in your local alternative record store, I guess. Thanks again, Happy.
Thank you, too.
I'll be back in just a moment on the World Cafe.